What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Don.
Hello.
And produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Make sure you check out our social media. We've got YouTube Shorts, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yes, and we also have a website, www.limitlessbroadcasting.com. I believe it's no longer in construction, or is it still in construction?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Go find out. Don't ask me any questions for like the next 2 months. Then you can start asking questions about things. You know what? Actually, no. Don't talk to me again about anything until like November. And then I think I'm good. Then I can answer questions about my life, the podcast, website.
Sammy's in the process of becoming an adultier adult, and it's taking a lot out of her.
And we have so many cons coming up. I'm just like, please, just shoot me.
I'm so excited, though. I get to come to one.
Yes. No, I'm very excited, but I'm just...
I still got to figure out what I'm wearing.
I'm working on it.
90s con?
Yeah.
I'm working on it, but it's not at the top of my list today.
Now, the question is, do you want to go early 90s or late 90s? Because those are two very distinct styles.
I know. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm probably going to.
And even if you do early or late, there's subsets. Like you could go early 90s, like prep Saved by the Bell, or you could go grunge, ripped jeans.
Well, I also thought going early 90s country because that's what I wore.
Okay.
Yes. I wore jeans, and I did. I wore jeans and cowboy boots.
Right.
And always like a plaid shirt with a horse on it. Like that mm-hmm. was my wardrobe in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. I gotta look. I gotta look.
I always defaulted.
If it was 2000s, it would be so easy for me to do. Yeah. But '90s is hard when it comes 90s, to wardrobe.
Any 90s nostalgia thing I go to, I always default to like the flannel shirt tied around the waist with like a hat turns backwards.
Yeah.
I think that usually captures the like.
That usually works.
It usually mm-hmm. works.
Mm-hmm. It's classic. Yeah. It's classic.
You got to find one of those like inflatable electric guitars that we used to have. Did you ever have one of those?
I did
like,
not know.
Oh, I had so
I didn't
many.
Either. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Or like a hula hoop really or like
bias inflatable things.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't either, but it was an electric guitar, so I had to have one. I had like two, I think. One was red, one was pink. Huh.
I think I still, is it from the 90s or is that from 2000s? I think I still have my password diary somewhere in a box.
I don't, that might be 90s.
Is that 90s? I don't remember. Maybe? I just got to look things up.
I remember that.
Because I get the 90s and 2000s mixed up because 90s was elementary school and 2000s was middle school, high school. So it's like. Mm.
Especially early like 2000s, it blends so much together.
Yeah.
Now I could do 99 because we were sixth graders in 99. I was wearing bootcut jeans and my hair up in a clip.
So classic.
I think I just wore jeans and a t-shirt back then.
I still wear my hair up in a clip now because it's back and it makes me so happy. I'm like, oh, I see girls with hairs in clips again. I can do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing now.
Peacock hair. I love mm-hmm. it.
It's a thing. It's back.
Yeah. I know that I'm happy about.
I went through a bleach blonde phase, like the frosted tips kind of. Only it didn't really.
No.
I'm sorry.
The only thing I need
photos.
Listen, if I could find, I'm not embarrassed about it. If I could find one, I would show you. I literally have no idea how to find these photos because this was back in the day before social media, but you had GeoCities where people could actually make their own website, which was like pre-social media.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever did that, but I did that.
Yeah.
And that's the only place I know where pictures of me with bleach blonde hair exist. I cannot find them anywhere else.
Your parents don't have like... They didn't print out pictures for your graduation that you had.
No, this was middle school. This was middle school. This was like early 2000s. This was like early 2000s.
Like, is that not a thing in Florida? Like in Indiana, in Indiana at graduation, your parents print out all your pictures from baby to senior year.
All the embarrassing ones. Them
on all of the boards and put them up at your grad party. Like, is that not a thing in Florida?
I mean,
display you like trophies?
No.
Oh, and they make sure there are a lot of embarrassing pictures. Yes. That's a big thing.
No, we did that. We did that in church, but like outside of that.
Sammy saw mine. Mine like lined the whole barn.
Oh yeah, no, we had nothing like that.
My parents took so many pictures and printed all of them.
My parents didn't love me as much as Ashley's parents loved her.
I don't know if love is the right word for it.
Definitely wanted to. More like obsession, maybe.
Embarrass.
Yeah, embarrass is a good word for it. Yeah. It's like
they just want to show you off. I get it.
Most of them were family, so they already saw all these pictures because mom would take them everywhere and show people. Yeah. I got to do my brother's boards, so you know I put up all the embarrassing pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm so good. It's fine.
even if they wanted to, I don't think I think it only exists in the digital world. I don't think we ever got physical prints of my
down
here. So.
Dang.
Yeah. No, trust me. I would love to show people. I think it's like, because here's the thing. I did it, but like it didn't quite come out as like white as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
But like at the time the lady did it and she showed me the reflection, my hair was still wet. It was like gold. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. She was like, you sure you don't want me to go lighter? I was like, no, this looks great. I didn't take it into account. So I didn't dry it. So it dried, but then it was like yellow. So it was like a yellow gold. So I basically just kind of looked like a guy who had yellow hair.
You wanted to be Justin Timberlake, but you got
timber fake.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would. No, it was giving more like Draco Malfoy hair, kind of. Like, I wanted to be Justin Timberlake. Platinum. I got. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah, it was definitely wasn't platinum like his.
Draco wasn't yellow. Trust
me. No. Yeah. Very, very bright.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of who I can't think of anyone I can compare it to, but I do remember it being very yellow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. New things about Dan.
Everyone had a phase. Yeah. That was I'm pretty sure that was also my baggy jeans phase too. I did that briefly.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, we all kind of did that.
Mm-hmm. I'm back in it. I'm wearing wide leg jeans again. It is fantastic.
I love them. I do.
Wide leg jeans are 90s, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 90s, 2000s.
Wait. Yeah. Late 90s, 2000s, I would say. Yeah. Yes. I believe.
Okay. I got my jeans. We're good.
Yeah.
There.
Because we went into like the flares, boot cuts to like low rise. Yeah. And then it went to low rise and then it went.
Yeah. So I saw someone wearing a pair of the current like low rise fashion and I'm looking at these pictures. I'm like, those aren't low rise.
No.
Because I don't see your butt crack.
Like, where's your thong? Because that's the key thing.
I'll give me a thong.
That's the key. Get yourself a pair of low rise jeans you're all set, man.
Yeah.
And
then the mid 2000s came when all the dudes were wearing their girlfriend's pants because they didn't make skinnies for guys back then.
Yeah, I forgot about that phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hated that phase.
It's all right. I didn't like it back then. I've worn skinnies before. They're fine. But they're uncomfortable. They're kind of uncomfortable.
It's not the skinnies part. It's the fact that a boy can take my jeans and put them on and it either fits them or they're too big. That part is what I hated about it.
Yeah, that probably doesn't feel
don't
good.
Don't put on my jeans.
No. No, thank you.
I feel like guys in skinnies, they need to check. If they want to have kids, they need to go check their counts. Because apparently that was a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Was it really? I used to just say that as a joke. I didn't know that was actually a problem.
Oh,
I
mean, it's actually a thing.
No, I know. It's a thing. Yeah. I didn't know that's what contributed to it. I didn't know that actually contributed to it. Well,
yeah, apparently tidy whiteys can also contribute to it.
Now, not good for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, goodness. We got off on a tangent.
Yeah.
I feel like we always end up talking in some vague way about socks and underwear. So there we go.
That does seem to be on theme the last couple of weeks. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
But we are in, what month are we in? July. We're in July. We're still doing shorts. So we are finishing up shorts today, right, Sammy?
Last one. Yep.
All right. Which one are we doing?
So we are under the category critically acclaimed. That's where we're at today. Yes. So we're going to learn why these are critically acclaimed and just go over a selection because there weren't like too many in this category, but still too many for us to watch all at once.
The nice thing is that I've seen all of these already.
Yeah. I don't think there was one on here that I was just like, it was brand new to me. So that made it a little bit easier.
They were great. I've never seen them before.
Thank you, Disney Channel.
They're good. Yeah. I did enjoy all of these. I definitely did. Yeah. Nothing.
Flowers and Trees is probably my favorite.
Aww. It's a good one. And it's the oldest and the first one that we're going to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this one was from 1932. So this one won the very first Academy Award for Best Animated Short Subject. And it was the first commercially released film in full three-strip Technicolor.
Wow.
Yeah, I did remember. I didn't know about the Academy Award. I didn't know about the Technicolor thing, but not the Academy Award thing. So very, very cool, Disney. Good job. Good job.
Nice.
So this short was in production as a black and white cartoon, you know, just the standard of the day. And then Walt Disney was like, wait a second. There's a Technicolor camera. We're gonna be using this because, you know, it's Walt Disney, right? So they scrapped what they had already done and then they restarted to do it in color. Mm-hmm. It ran completely over budget, per usual.
I'm like, Disney. Obviously it's Disney.
Yes. It nearly bankrupted the studio, also very much
on brand. Track.
Yes. But it was an instant box office sensation. And because Walt took this risk with the Technicolor camera, he actually had an exclusive contract with Technicolor until the end of 1935. So yeah, I was just like, look at him. And that forced competitors to use vastly inferior washed out two color systems. And Disney basically just dominated the market for a couple of years.
Well, which, I mean, Snow White came out when? No,
like
37.
Okay.
I wondered if it came out. I couldn't remember if it came out before he lost or during that contract. Mm-hmm. But
no, it makes sense because he must have got his money back and then he went back and like almost bankrupted them again with
Snow White.
So yeah, that seems that timeline makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So our voice cast, it's mostly just sound effects, music. You know, there's not really talking mm-hmm. in it. But it does have legendary Disney voice artist Pinto Colvig, who we've heard before as Goofy mm-hmm. and Pluto, alongside Esther Campbell and Marion Darlington, who gave the bird whistles and then just forest noises. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But this is a really good one. Just it a is. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I was cracking up most of the time. Mm-hmm. Like it was really beautiful, but just the movements, I don't know, just tickled my funny bone in just the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fun. I love the old man cranky tree. He was great. Yeah.
He's a dead tree.
Yeah.
That's why she doesn't want to go with him.
Yeah.
He's dead inside. That.
Is he old and he died, or is he just like a terrible tree and he died?
I don't know.
I guess that's the question.
I'm like looking at the image. Really, I think he's just angry.
Just a bad tree.
Yeah. Okay.
Bad tree.
He was old and he hadn't died yet, but he was just old, but he was like on his way out. That's how I looked
at it. It's like a spooky old tree.
I mean, he gave me the vibe of like old and cranky and so. And not very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, death by fire.
Have you ever noticed that any of the any female characteristic type animals, characters, trees, all look just absolutely gorgeous, and then the boy mm-hmm. looks like a goof?
Yes. Yeah, that's very mm-hmm. true. Yeah, she's very waif-like and moves very like flowingly and. Yeah.
Well, she reminds me of, and I'm assuming they use these the same techniques they did with this tree then in Fantasia. She reminds me of some of the elements in Fantasia, especially mm-hmm. the face when it comes to the females.
Yeah, I have no mm-hmm. doubt. Yeah, they're all, I mean, this has all got to be the same crew during that time frame, right? So it would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything else about this one?
No. Yeah. No, I mean, it was good. I felt like I was tripping out, honestly.
Well,
just watching it, I was like, I felt like I was high. I was like,
it's a silly symphony. So,
yeah.
That's pretty that. On brand.
Yeah, it is for those.
It was pretty great. It was pretty great.
Yeah. All right. So, our next one is The Three Little Pigs from 1933. And this is widely considered the short that mastered personality animation. So, we had three identical, essentially, characters, right? The pigs. Mm-hmm. But they all had distinct personalities through their movement, the way they mm-hmm. spoke, all of that. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. It won the 1934 Academy Award for Best Animated Short. And mm-hmm, in 1994, a poll of animation professionals voted it at number 11 of the 50 greatest cartoons of all time. And it's in the National Film Registry. So.
I'm very curious on how many of that list is Disney.
It's got to be so many, right?
It has to be so many. I wonder if I can find it.
I bet you can. So the signature song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, was written by Frank Churchill and became a massive cultural phenomenon. It was released during the depths of the Great Depression, and the public adopted the song as a rallying cry of resilience against the economic hardship. So the wolf was like, the depression mm-hmm. that they're fighting against.
Nice.
That's really, I didn't know that. So I thought that was really cool. Billy Bletcher is the big bad wolf. He was famous for his deep and booming voice. And he also voiced Pegleg Pete, which instantly can clock. They're the mm-hmm. same person. Pinto Colvig is back. He's the practical pig who builds with bricks. Mm-hmm. And then Dorothy Compton and Mary Motor were Pfeiffer and the Fiddler Pigs. So, yeah. But this one, once I hear this song, it's just in my head for like 5 days. So it's still rattling around in there. And I remember seeing this as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just an iconic like part of childhood. I remember watching this growing up.
Yeah.
For sure. No, you can't find the list. You look very befuddled.
It's a book. They made it into a book, and it's not just giving me the list.
It's a book? Oh.
Yeah, you can purchase the book.
I don't want to buy the book.
I don't want to either. Okay, they've given me the top 10.
Okay, well.
I don't know which one. It doesn't. I don't know. You tell me if you know. Number 10, Coal Black and Sabidi Dwarfs. Don't know. 9, The Great Piggy Bank Robbery.
Nope.
8, Rabbit of Seville. I don't know any of these. 7,
I've never heard of any.
Red Hot Riding Hood.
No.
6, Gurry the Dinosaur. I know who that is.
Aha! We found one that we recognize.
5, One Froggy Evening.
No idea.
4, Duck Dodgers in the 24th century. 24th and a half century, sorry. 3, The Band Concert.
Okay, that's a Mickey cartoon. There we go.
2, Duck Amuck.
Okay.
And 1, What's Opera Doc?
That's got to be a Bugs Bunny cartoon, right?
I think it is. I'm going to look.
Like, as soon as he said it, I was like, Bugs Bunny. Yep,
that's Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Okay.
Dang. I mean, I'm happy for Bug, but dang.
I mean, he is a classic character, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we know that number 11 is the Three Little Pigs. So
yes.
Now we know the top 11 on the list. What are you?
Only 9 of the 50 were produced by Walt.
9 of the 50. Wow.
So some of the other ones include like Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies, Betty Boop, Popeye, Tom and Jerry. Woody Woodpecker variations, but only 9 from Disney.
Wow.
I think these animators need to rethink some things. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
What, the Disney ones or
like just all the list?
Oh, the list.
The list is incorrect.
The list is wrong.
Even though animation professionals voted on it.
It should be all Disney forever.
I mean, there should be more than 9.
At least half.
Like, but Brave Little Taylor is on here.
I found
the full list. Do you know Brave Little Taylor?
What is that? Sounds, that rings a bell.
It's Mickey.
That's the Beanstalk one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Mickey and the Beanstalk.
Yeah. I had the book. I had the book. Yeah. I had the children's book with, yeah, okay. That's where I heard
it. I probably had the book too, honestly.
I remember
Disney made a whole bunch of like children's book series that were like highly illustrated, highly animated, based on like the cartoons. I had a bunch of them growing up. I'm pretty sure that was one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, The Skeleton Dance is on here.
Oh, classic.
I don't recognize any other names, so there's probably some on here we did not watch. Is Gertie ours?
I don't know if Gertie was or if they like just incorporated Gertie.
They might have just incorporated Gertie because they got MGM.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Windsor McKay.
Didn't think it was Disney.
Yeah.
But they acquired Gertie because we have her in. At the studios right now. So, 1, 2... I don't know. Some of these names don't sound familiar. That was 3. The Telltale Heart from 53 is on here. Poe, if you don't know who that is.
That's a classic story.
Did Disney do the Three Little Pigs in 33?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another one. I don't know. These animators are stupid, but that's my own opinion. Moving on.
Okay, why don't we just go to the tortoise and the hare? That's fine. We'll just talk about that one instead. Okay, so the tortoise and the hare came out in 1935. And this one actually changed how animators conceptualize speed with their animation. So this one won the 1934 Academy Award for Best Short Subject Cartoons. The character of Max Hare, so the bunny, the rabbit, mm-hmm. whatever. So he's cocky. He talks very fast. He seems to be, from what historians say, kind of the blueprint for Bugs Bunny, who we were just talking about. Mm. So, yeah, nice. I thought that was interesting. And this introduced a reliance on speed lines. So it's frantic, kinetic gags that also heavily influenced Tex Avery and the Looney Tunes style. So this cartoon seemed to kind of influence a whole genre.
Looney Tunes area.
Mm-hmm. Looney Tunes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our voice cast, we've got Ned Norton is Max Hare, Eddie Holden is Toby Tortoise, and Pinto Colvig is back. He's the starting line official because he's in like all of these, basically. So, yeah.
He's like the Jim Cummings of that era of animation.
Yes, he's just in everything, honestly. But yeah, this one, I don't know the last time I saw this cartoon, honestly.
Yeah.
And I've seen the other ones a couple times. I don't know.
There's so many variations of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also true.
Yeah, no, it's a classic story. They've redone it how many times? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But I did like their version of this. I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Showing how cocky he was and then losing at the end. I did like that.
Mm-hmm. I love how the tortoise is just like an old man who's just trucking along. Mm-hmm. His, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just doing his best.
I think it's funny the scene where he's walking and he goes down and up, but his neck just stretches and comes back.
All those cute little things he did to get around objects. I loved it. He'd squish all in it and just be a shell flying.
Yeah.
It's
so funny.
Or like make the hat pop over his head so he'd go under a tree trunk. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So next one we watched is Lend a Paw from 1941. And this one stars Pluto. So we're back to our classic Disney characters for this one. This one won the 1941 Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film. And it is the only Mickey Mouse cartoon to ever win an Academy Award. So fun fact, which is crazy.
Hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of nuts, but yeah, apparently. So, of course, Mickey is in this short, but really it's a Pluto cartoon at the end of the day. So he saves this cute little kitten, but then he gets jealous when Mickey decides to keep the kitten because, you know, it's Pluto.
It's Pluto.
And we get the classic Pluto angel and Pluto devil trying to tell him what to do with the kitty. And it's great. I just love that entire bit. It's just so funny.
Yeah. It is.
And this is actually a Technicolor remake of a 1933 black and white Mickey short titled Mickey's Pal Pluto. Walt Disney dedicated this film to the Tail Waggers Foundation, which is an animal welfare organization that is still in operation today. Mm-hmm. But that makes sense because Walt was very much like into animals.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Voices. We got Walt Disney as Mickey, of course. Teddy Bear is Pluto. So doing whatever Pluto's noises are. And then John Denner is the devil Pluto and John McLeish is the angel Pluto.
Interesting.
Yeah.
John and John.
That's what I thought too. I was like, two Johns. Two Johns for each side of the coin.
John, John.
Each side.
I mean, it's the classic tale of dog versus cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's. It's cute watching him try to play be the hero, and then he rescues it and realizes it's a cat, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's on my bed and like, in my food.
All right. And the cat's not even offended by it. It's like, oh, you just blew me away? Okay, so that's the thing we're doing. All right, I'm following you. Do it again.
Mm-hmm. This very much reminds me of when we got Lucifer. Yeah. And Raven's just like, could you give me some space? And Lucy's like, no.
I'm here.
It's me. Raven's trying to play with her ball. Lucifer comes up, grabs it. And now we're playing tug of war. And she's like, bro, I don't want to play with you. Could you just go away? Very much reminded me of that.
Did she ever put him in his place? Did she ever
She has and still does sometimes, but it wasn't a whole lot, but she did silly things like, cause he was so small, she would like blatantly sit on him. Like she didn't care if he was in the way, she would just, her butt would be in his face. She would sit on him. Cause I remember one time Robbie and I were trying, like freaking out on the bed. Cause she got up and just laid right on him. And we were like, oh my God, is he okay? It's like, what are you doing?
He's a big guy. He can take it. It's fine.
Yeah. He didn't seem bothered. So he's good. Yeah.
Well, because Franny, my friend, or our friend, technically, Holly and Ralph's old dog, who sadly has gone to the Rainbow Road. Mm-hmm. But anyways, when Belle used to piss her off, she would pin her down and put her mouth over her neck. Not clamp it, just put her mouth like over and like growl. Like she would get in her, she would be like, I'm not taking this crap. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if Raven was like that at all with Lucy.
No, she would snap at him, bark at him a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing too crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else for that one?
I mean, no, it's just, it's Pluto.
It's cute.
It's a Pluto episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love Pluto. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Because we love dogs on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
For sure. Obviously.
Well, I don't think you can be a Disney fan and not at least tolerate dogs because they're just everywhere. There's really no cat characters. I just realized that.
Well,
I mean, there's
futuristic cats.
Yeah, but not main characters. Like of the big three, Donald, Mickey, Pluto, Goofy, Minnie. There's no cat
characters.
There's
two dogs.
Well, you do have two mice, and I don't know if that'd be a good combination.
It's not a cat. There's no cats.
Yeah, but the cat might not like the mice. Because Pete is very mean.
Yes, Pete is a enemy, isn't he?
To them, yes, he is.
See, cats are the enemy. This is where it started for me.
See,
this is where it started for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Misrepresenting cats.
There we go.
Disney.
Cats were not misrepresented. Cats do not like mice. So cats
went
after Mickey and Minnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're always presenting them as the bad guy. There's good. There's a lot of cats. Cats are just misunderstood.
I mean, we're going to have to agree to disagree
They're misunderstood weirdos, and I like them.
Okay.
It depends on the cat.
No, some of them can be pretty terrible. Others can
I
be
had
pretty
Barty
great.
Cats. They were not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Josh and Alex's cats I do like.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Cade and Sava. And, well, Nymeria is just a bee. She doesn't like anybody but like Josh. So she's, but Cade and Sava are adorable.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I got nothing else to say on that one.
Well, we're going to talk about another dog anyway. So we're going to go to Feast.
I love this one. It's so cute.
From 2014. So this one was directed by Patrick Osborne, and it won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film and the Annie Award in 2015. And it premiered in theaters with Big Hero 6. So
it was so cute.
Yeah, good fit. Feast tracks a man's romantic life basically through the dog's eating style, what he's feeding the dog. Mm-hmm. That's how we know what's going on with his little Boston Terrier that he rescues off the street. And for the visuals on this are very unique. And Disney used a proprietary software called Meander, which was first actually used in Paper Man, which we already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows artists to draw hand-painted 2D line work directly on top of 3D computer animated models. So it gives it this like really cool graphic kind of illustration look.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this one is basically told through the dog. So there's not really a lot of spoken dialogue. But for the human characters, we did have Ben Bledsoe, Katie Lowes, and Brandon Scott provide some dialogue. But it's just so cute.
It's adorable.
I just love him. I just love him. He's so great. He's so funny. Please, please do not feed your dog all of that crap, though. Like,
oh my gosh, good for your dog. Don't do it. Yeah.
The whole time I was like, I was like, no,
I potentially die.
My dogs, because German Shepherds are very sensitive. I was like, oh no, the throw up and the poop, I could not imagine. That's all I kept thinking about the whole time.
There are dogs whose stomachs are like steel traps.
I don't know. Maybe Boston Terriers are.
I believe Terriers are one of them.
Okay, that could be why.
I believe Bulldogs are another one.
I could see that.
But yeah, just be careful on what you give your fur children. Cheese is okay. Blueberries are actually good for them. Carrots are good for their bile and their stomach to actually settle their stomach down. Did you know that? Like raw baby carrots? Yeah. So just talk to your vet before you feed your dog random things. Like my father, who apparently tried to kill our Cocker Spaniel with grapes.
Oh.
No.
Oof. Yeah, he didn't know. He would just give Mandy grapes. And I think Mandy had grapes for like 5 years. And the fact that she didn't die through any of this is a miracle because she lasted to 13.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, Dad had no clue. He like found out from, I think, the vet one day, and he's like, oh. And so he came up and was like, guys,
why don't grapes? Give What's her grapes?
I don't know. There's something acidic in it that can cause
something
like,
toxic. Yeah. And it's worse the smaller the dog. So,
yeah. Oops. Oopsie. Apparently, Belle, or not Belle, Mandy was a steel trap as well.
She must have been, man. Oh,
well,
boy.
You met her. She was a bee.
She was. She really was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems but like a pattern. The more they can, the more variety they can eat, the meaner they are.
Possibly.
That could be.
Yeah.
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 You can see that.
Ooh, watermelon's another good one for dogs that keeps them hydrated.
Oh.
That's good. Making sure there's no seeds.
Right. Makes sense, Sam.
Yeah. I see it on TikTok and then I'm like, I see it on Facebook and I'm like, okay, is this real? And then I go to like a verified veterinary website to like
get me too.
Real lists.
Yeah, I would definitely Google it before giving them anything. Yeah.
Or I talk to Alex because she's a vet tech.
Oh, right.
Alex! I love it. I have Alex who is a vet tech. I got you as a pharmacist. I got all the peoples.
Apparently, you're covered.
Stephanie's husband is a physical therapist, so I'm good there if I need something.
Yeah, that's the way to do things. You have friends who are your people. You know, I got my dog person. I got my pharmacy person. You know, you're a person who has people.
Yeah.
See? Oh goodness. But no, Feast was adorable. I remember seeing this in theaters before Big Hero 6. And of course a dog came on the screen. I'm like, ooh, puppy.
He's so cute.
But it's so cool to like see a perspective from the dog. Like I love that Disney does that sort of thing. Does that sort of things. Like it's a perspective from the dog. And when did I wanna say Secret Life of Pets. Yeah, Secret Life of Pets came out after this. So part of me wonders, like, if this influenced it at all. Because then they did a whole movie in a totally different studio, like, from the perspective of the animals.
Yep, definitely.
Or it could have been, like, they already had the idea and this was sort of like a test run to see how well it was received.
Well, I mean, Disney did do Cats and Dogs, which was a live-action version, and again, cats were bad. See, there's a theme in Disney. Disney don't like cats. Is there? I mean, okay, hold on. Let's think about this. We got the Aristocats. We do love us some Marie. Cats of Disney. Let's just look.
Yeah, let's
have
the list.
Be more than Oliver. Just
Oliver.
Yes, Oliver. We love us some Oliver. I mean, he's crazy, but we do love the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a weirdo, but
Figaro from Pinocchio, like one of the only things from that movie. We don't like Lucifer.
Yeah.
He's not very nice.
He's not. Sorry, people. Lucifer from Cinderella, not Lucifer Sammy's dog. Let's make this.
Yeah, my dog is not. He's not mean. He's just stupid. So yeah,
he's adorable. I love him. Even though I've only seen him like once, and it took him a minute to even let me talk
He still likes to bark at everybody. So yeah.
Oh gosh! And then if we count it, we got Lion King. Do we count the big cats?
Sure. Yeah, they're cats.
Okay, so then we got like Simba, Nala,
Mufasa. Yeah, there we go.
We have Scar, but you know, it's
only the one.
Only the one. Well, then you got Lion King 2, and you got the bad.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But we like Kovu. I don't know how they could make a lion attractive. It was very annoying to me as a child. I'm like, why am I attracted to a lion? Disney. No.
Everyone says no, or everyone does it ironically until it's not.
I mean, we wouldn't know because they all wear the costumes, right? So we wouldn't really know.
Exactly.
But I think that's all of the like big cats. Oh, if you're, well, then we got not Baloo.
Shere Khan.
Bagheera.
Not Shere Khan. Bagheera.
Oh, no. Bagheera.
Yeah, like Bagheera.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some good cats.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Goofy had a cat in something. Mr. Pettibone?
That's weird. Idea.
I don't think... I think those are the big cats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any other, like, big-name cats. Like, there's, like, random little cats. Like, there was a little cat in Alice in Wonderland, like, before she goes down the rabbit hole. I don't remember what the cat's name is. And she's like, bye to the cat. Do you remember that?
Dinah.
Dinah, thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what is that cat's name?
Yeah.
Dinah. Oh, here's a whole list.
Cats?
But some of these are not cats, so I don't know why they're on this list. It's Wakey, so you know, Oh, these are some, there's like some Disney Junior cat characters that are going on. Yeah, so we don't
know anything about Disney Junior.
Yeah. Okay, so we found some good cats.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there you go. Still sounds a little annoyed.
Yeah. They're not the main characters. They're the kind of side characters, but you know, except for Simba, I guess he counts. But.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a main character.
And Oliver and Company.
Yeah, I'm talking like in the Disney presence. I'm talking like if you go to Disney, but if you go to Disney, like you're never going to see a costume character. There is no of the big three of the original lineup. There is no cat that's going to be dressed up as a character.
No.
Little kids are going to be saying, I want to get my picture. Or 30-year-old people are going to be saying, I'm going to get my picture taken with such and such.
No.
Because that exists.
No.
They're going to go to Pluto and
They're going to go to Pluto or Donald or Minnie or whoever.
Blame Walt. Because he is the one who did this.
He
clearly liked dogs.
He clearly liked dogs, and he clearly, for some reason, had issues with mothers. Like, there's two things about Disney that will never change. It's always going to be about dogs, if they got to choose. And the mother ain't going to ever live. I mean, new Disney, yes. Old Disney.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, and apparently... Disney had several dogs throughout his life. So
there it is.
That's just a tale as old as time. Men, go to therapy, start a franchise.
Google says, now I'm not going to.
Sorry.
I'm not going to check on this, but Google says that Walt Disney famously stated that he didn't care for cats because you can't tell them what to do. So.
Wow. Actually,
that makes a lot of sense for him. Yeah. He had control issues. So yeah,
also makes sense why I'm starting to like cats a little more. You can't tell them what to do. You have to earn their trust.
So there you go.
There are dogs that you can't tell them what to do either. Have you met mine?
Mm. I have one of those.
True.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do.
Which now, one?
Raven. Now, part of it is she's old. Female. Well, she can't hear as well, we think. Aww. But it's hard to know whether she's ignoring you or she doesn't hear you. You know?
They can check it at the vet.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not that worried about it because she's, to be honest with you, she can't really hear. Like
hearing?
Yes, but she can't really hear, like, fireworks and stuff. And she's, like, freaked out, you know, like deathly afraid of those. So it's nice.
But
there's also times where she's staring at you and I'm like, I know you know what I'm saying to you right now. I know you were, we're making eye contact. What are you doing? You're just going to continue to ignore me. Okay.
Mine normally has these big ol' eyes every time. But when I tell her something she doesn't want to do, she sits and just looks at me with like a cat glare. I'm like, listen, like, no, we're not doing this. Or she like keeps barking and like moving all over the place. Like she's not going to listen to me. I think she's been, do you follow or watch the Siberian Husky content at all on Facebook or Instagram?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, Sammy, you need to watch this.
Huskies are something else, man.
Well, they live in Florida. They have now 5 dogs because they don't have kids. They don't want kids. They just want dogs.
Five dogs.
2 Siberian Huskies.
Ooh,
Blue
no.
and Titan. They have 2 3 Golden Retrievers. But one of their Golden Retrievers is a mutt. It's Golden and German Shepherd. He's a puppy. His name is Goose. The other 2 are Maverick and Bauer. Mm-hmm. And it is so funny to watch. Like I thought my dog was bad until I watched Bauer totally like headbutt Corey, the owner, well, the male owner, into the pool.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
You should, and Blue is hilarious because they like, you know how some of the dog creators like will like talk, like put words in for their dog, what they think their dog's saying.
Yeah.
Blue calls him the spare human. And I think the wife is the one filming most of the time. And it's just funny. You should watch it. It makes you feel better about your dog life. At least
for my gosh.
But I'm they're in Florida. I'm like, and they go to Disney and take their dogs to the Disney place on property, which is freaking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And actually one time they took their dogs to the hotel. Whatever hotel they're staying at. I'm like, man, I want to meet their dogs so bad. Like, I would love for them to be at Disney while I'm there.
When
so
you're there.
Meet their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have the life I want in Florida with dogs.
Lots of dogs.
Lots of dogs. And that's too many dogs.
5 is a lot of dogs.
5 is a lot.
That's a lot of dogs.
So they do, what's it called? Like foster. So if dogs get, they're on a foster list for, I think, Golden Retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fostered like 5 puppies at one point and kept one of them, which was Goose. So, but it was like these puppies were saved from a mill, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they fostered them until they were able to find homes. Mm-hmm. So they're very big dog people and they're amazing.
Wow.
They don't know I'm doing this. They have no clue who we are. But Blue the Husky or Blue the Siberian Husky, I think is the code name or the code name under board. Handle.
Yes.
But anywho, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because you have a couple points at the bottom, but I don't know if we already talked about them.
Well, I didn't really write those. Google did. So no.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't want to pretend like I had some like insight. I did not.
So to wrap up shorts summer, what is probably like, what would you guys say is your favorite category that we talked about? To go over them again, if you don't remember, we did classics, a couple weeks of Mickey and Friends, Animation Studios, Frozen, Pixar, the one day at Disney. And then, of course, today, critically acclaimed.
Man, that's hard. I had fun with so many of them, honestly.
Me
like the
too.
One Day at Disney is definitely like in the top.
Yes.
But like outside of that, I don't know. Mickey and Friends was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the critically acclaimed was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I did like a lot of these.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
I will say, though, really like I love Mickey and Friends, because Mickey and Friends and classics are pretty much the same thing. So it's, I love the old ones.
Yeah. You always know what you're getting with them. It's just
yes.
Yeah. It's entertainment for the sake of entertainment. It's joy for the sake of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like a separate category that I could just go back and watch, even though they make me cry half the time, is Pixar's.
I was just leaning that way. Yeah.
Pixar. I think Pixar shorts are my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
La Luna, Bernie, Luna, Piper, yeah. Like they're just
I think so.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah, I was leaning towards Pixar too, honestly. Yeah. Good mix of humor and heart and all that.
Mm-hmm. And Once Upon a Studio. I can watch that every month. Like I can just pull that up and if I need if I need a good happy cry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah.
Do you think all the villains will be there? Not all.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hands down my favorite part because I hate that man.
Right.
Love
they gave my guy Chernabog credit. I can't. I was so
he
happy.
Did.
And those poor puppies are scarred for life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the bear.
That was perfect for that.
Or they'll just grow up and be metalheads.
You know what? They could.
That's pretty much what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Now we know the origins.
Everyone I talk to when they say they first saw that, like, oh, I was so scared, I practically peed my pants. I was like, really? I fast forwarded to that one. He was my favorite.
Everybody's different, Dan.
Yeah.
And now we know where you came from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. Yeah. It was a good month. I'm glad that I'm glad we did the shorts.
Yeah, and that was like
it was fun.
It was really
good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yes. And I mean, Pixie Dusters, these are literally great. If you do not want your child to have a lot of screen time, like a whole movie, putting on a 7-minute fun short, like from one of the Silly Symphonies or Goofy and his lovely how-to videos. Actually, I don't know if you want to give those to your kids. They might try it. Kids are a little crazy nowadays.
Wow.
But these are great to show your kids if you don't want them to have a lot of screen time, like one 7-minute video, and then send them off outside to try to do some of the weird things that Goofy tells you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I can't believe we're going into August now. Like this is the last week of July. Next month is August.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And I am excited because not only are we doing and talking about Disney video games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy. We're also getting D23 next month. D23 is the 14th, 15th, and 16th of August. I looked at the schedule. Friday is movie updates and what's going on there. Saturday is theme park updates. And then Sunday is the Legends list or the Legend presentation, which... let's see here.
Who's getting in this year? I can't remember.
Yeah, hold on. I forgot to pull it up. Disney Legends 2026. So this class includes Chris Berman, Jerry Bruckheimer, Susan Egan, who the fact that she has not been in yet, are you crazy?
Susan Egan. That's Meg, right? From her
Meg, team. She played Belle in Broadway. Like she has done so much and she's just getting added.
Yep.
I'm still a little bitter that some of these people, like Alan Tudyk is getting added just this year. I'm sorry. This man should have been added forever ago. Now, don't get me wrong. Josh Gad is very much a Disney legend and I'm very much happy for everything he's done. But why did he get in his first time and he's only done one stinking character? What?
He worked at the parks.
He got denied at the parks.
He tried to work at the parks.
How many characters did Alan Tudyk do? I know he did a lot of voice acting.
Like
did
a million.
He's done a ton.
Wow.
He's the Ratzenberger, like Ratzenberger is to Pixar what Two Dick is to Disney Animation.
Yes.
Like, okay. It's insane.
Wow. How did I miss that? Because I know he did. I've seen all kinds of his voice acting. Oh, well, Star Wars. I guess that's true. Yeah.
He's done Star Wars voice acting. He's done Disney Animation acting, like voice acting. Okay. He's done so much.
It's crazy. Wow.
And he's just
crazy. Also, this is coming out way later, but Alan Tudyk is currently where Robbie is this weekend, just so you know.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yeah. You know Robbie's going to try to talk to him, probably.
I don't know. Who did he say? He already saw Shia LaBeouf and said hi to him. And I was like, okay.
Why would you do – never mind. That's mean.
Shia LaBeouf, why would you Shia do LaBeouf that to yourself? Walked by, like, his booth. So
you know Shia LaBeouf would just be like
– him out.
I'm surprised Shiloh's even at one of them.
He's there. He's there.
Well, he's,
they might have got him medicated.
He wanted to talk to. I guess he wanted to talk to. I gotta look and see. I can't remember now. Who he said he wanted to talk to.
If he meets Alan Tudyk without us, I'm gonna be so distraught.
I don't think he's. Well, he could though because he does love Alan Tudyk.
So Robbie goes up to random people and just be like, "Hey, like
that does." He was really
prince of whatever.
Al, when I met Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if he knows you want to meet them.
Me over there.
Oh, you met Richard Karn? I didn't know that. That was cute.
I did. I was at one of the things with him, and we were walking like, oh my God, that's Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
He's like, it is? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to take a picture from the distance. He's like, no, we're going over. And he like literally took me
how
over.
It is.
So I have a picture with Al from Home Improvement.
Aww, yeah, that's how it goes with him.
But anyways, Disney class list. Alan Tudyk, Chris Berman, Jerry Bruckheimer, Susan Egan, Eric Goldberg, Anne Hathaway. Again, how has she not already been inducted?
Crazy.
Kim Urban. Dwayne Johnson is finally getting inducted.
Yeah.
It's whatever with him. The Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. It's time for him. Like, he's been there long enough that it's time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Disney CEO Bob Iger is now a legend because he's no longer an employee.
He probably had that in his contract. When I officially retire, I must be put in the legend list.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
It's like Catholic hierarchy. We got a good list. Graduate to sainthood.
Oh, and Miss Hathaway, she's gonna be nice and she's pregnant right pregnant, now. So she's gonna have a nice little baby bump when she goes up there.
Oh, and yeah.
And Meg Cabot, who's the author of Princess Diaries, has seen the script, and they are currently castle shopping for the movie.
Can you imagine that? I'm just gonna go look at some castles, you know.
So I'm going shopping. What are you shopping for? A dress? No, castle.
They're castle shopping.
Must be nice.
Casually.
I did learn from an interview of hers. Did you know that in the books, the dad isn't dead?
I knew there were some. I couldn't have told you that, but I know there's definitely some, like.
Not everyone writes a franchise with one dead parent. Not everyone's as traumatized as Disney is.
Well, but that's what I mean. Like, apparently Disney came to her and said, "Hey, we know the dad isn't dead in the books, but
we're Disney and we have hate parents.
No. Shush. We have this actress. We want to be grandma and we want to give her more lines." And she's like, "Who?" And she's like, and they said, her name is Julie Andrews. And she's like, Julie Andrews, yes, kill the dad, give it to Mary Poppins.
What? The Julie Andrews, exactly. You can kill the entire cast and just put her in it. That's fine.
That was literally her reaction. She's like, yep, kill the dad, he's gone.
Wow, so they just made Mary Poppins like the joyous angel of death. She's such a character of joy that she'll kill a parent just to show up and get more screen time. Okay, Mary, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
You really think Mary Poppins had anything to do with that?
Huh?
That is not the.
I'm just saying.
Meg could have said no. But she's like, it's Julie.
But see, her very presence, the very presence of Mary Poppins just made her be like, kill the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Why does he always have to go down the dark road?
I mean,
Somebody's got to. Listen, keep the balance, okay? I keep the balance. I keep people aware that there is a dark side to life. So, you know.
I know.
You see both, you know? Well-rounded. I keep people well-rounded.
You know what? We are three. We are like a triangle. Like I am always the bright, happy, like not optimistic. Mm-hmm. He's the dark side, and Sammy is our middle realist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how your screens are lined up right now, but literally I'm on the right, Ash is on the left, and Sammy's on the bottom. So it's like we're the angel and the devil on Sammy's shoulder.
Yes.
I
don't know if that's, yes, how, that's exactly that's how it looks. Like.
That's hilarious.
I am the angel, Dan is the devil, and Sammy tries to figure out who to go with.
I am the Pluto in this scenario.
Oh gosh. Okay. I was trying to think. Okay, Eric Goldberg, if you don't know who he does animation.
Mm-hmm.
He's an animator for my Pixie Dusters. Because I didn't know who he was. I'm like, is that an actor? Like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Bergman, is he a sportscaster? He's on television, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he's a sportscaster, and I'm pretty sure he's football.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Chris Bergman.
I have no... There's apparently a lot of Chris Bergmans. This is not helping me. Give me a legend. Here we go. Yep,
Sports Center, right?
Sports Broadcasting. ESPN.
If this is the right guy.
Yeah,
it's I recognize him. Okay.
Yeah. NFL. Okay, that's why I know his face, because I watch him when I watch football with my husband. My husband would probably be mad at me for right now for not knowing who that is.
Oops.
Oopsie.
Mm-hmm. Sports ball.
Oh, gosh. And then Jerry Bruckheimer is the front runner for so many different things. Like, he did Law and Order.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say he did NCIS.
Bruckheimer, he didn't do Law and Order. That's,
I thought he did Law and Order.
What's his name? Oh, my God. It's going to bother me.
Am I thinking of the wrong Jerry?
Hold on. Dick Wolf does all the Law and Orders.
Oh, what am I? He did CSI. Sorry, CSI.
There we go. Yeah.
And Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean and Bad Boys. Amazing Race, Cold Case. Wait, who did? But yeah, he did Pirates of the Caribbean, which are very happy with the first three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that. Got off topic again. So we'll be doing Disney video games, D23 updates for you. So we'll tell you what's going on with the parks, because we know a lot of changes are happening. We didn't even rant about the gingerbread house, or did we already do that? I can't remember.
We haven't ranted about
the gingerbread house. I thought we did.
I think we talked about it sometime in one of the last episodes.
I'm sure we did. Yeah.
I'm still angry. So that's why I just don't remember if we did it or not. And then in September, we'll do catch up. We're going to talk about Lilo and Stitch, the live action. Freakier Friday, we're going to talk about Tron Ares, which we heard is not good, but we'll suffer through for you, I promose. And then we haven't decided, we're either going to do Hoppers or Zootopia, too. We haven't talked about that. I would prefer Zootopia, because I actually liked it, but...
I haven't seen Hoppers, so...
I haven't either, so I don't know how Hoppers is. So I don't know. But yeah, so we will see you next week for our first episode of Disney Video Games. We will be talking about Epic Mickey. So,
all right. Okay. Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Production for today's episode was handled by the Dream Team, Ashley Danny and Sammy Brooksby. A final special thanks to Dan. His discerning perspective is the secret ingredient that helps us see the bigger picture.
I'm Albert Parker, and I'm excited to introduce my new podcast series, Hollywood Hustle, available exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. But first, let me ask you, are you into entertainment? Movies, TV shows, theatrical releases? If you said yes, then you're going to love what we have in store. Hollywood Hustle, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network, is a unique blend of business insights, news, and entertainment. In this series, we delve into the financial underpinnings and business deals that keep Hollywood thriving. Want to understand who really runs Hollywood? Follow the money with us. We'll explore intriguing topics like the rise of the 60-second microdrama and the recent cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel Live, dissecting the business decisions behind these events. Plus, we'll tackle the current struggles of Hollywood films at the box office and what that means for the economics of the industry. If any of this piques your interest, don't miss out. Subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for early access to episodes, all ad-free. I'm Albert Parker from 1950 Studios and Limitless Broadcasting Network, and I invite you to tune in and subscribe to Hollywood Hustle now.